Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
It feels like it's been a while since we talked, but it hasn't really.
It's never been a while. It's never been a while, but it always feels like there's something to talk about, which is why we started the podcast.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So Sarah, obviously yes. We've been seeing all of the benefit brow search postings.
Well, first of all, we should congratulate the winner. Yes.
Yes. Her handle's Abby Wren Artistry.
I knew she was going to win.
Same. I knew she was going to win. So Abby Wren is actually a Glamgelino.
She is. And she even has a Los Angeles sweatshirt.
I had no idea she listened to the podcast until someone sent me her TikTok of her wearing it. And they were like, is she wearing a Los Angeles sweatshirt? And I was truly dumbfounded about how she got it.
Same.
And then she's like, I bought it and I listened to the podcast.
Like, did someone buy it and then already give it to Goodwill and then she bought it secondhand? Is that how
totally.
You got it?
Totally.
No, she has been such a loyal and supportive listener and like friend to the pod, friend of Kirby and mine. Aside from that, super, super talented.
So talented. So she has alopecia. And when we were talking about all of the Jada stuff, I thought she had a really unique perspective on that as well. Her whole thing on social is like, trying to get people to accept that bald is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like this is like a thing that needs to be talked about. She does these beautiful designs on her eyebrows. Her content is really fun and creative. Like if you go look at the stuff that she did for the challenges for brow search. Well, okay. For those of you that don't know, Benefit does this thing called brow search every year. Well, they haven't been doing it for a while, but it's kind of just like a good way to get the name out about Benefit doing brows because like to enter, you have to create content.
It's genius.
So you create the content. I don't know if people vote before or after or like how the finalists get selected,
mm-hmm.
but they end up bringing in, I think like 20 people
mm-hmm.
and guys, don't quote me on exact numbers. I'm not like super familiar anymore, but I think it goes from 20. They fly all those people out to some great location and
this
treat
year,
them like they're legit, like, you know, top tier A-list influencers.
Yes. So this year they went to some dude ranch in Tucson.
Yep.
And it looked super fabulous. Amanda Mitchell from the refinery team was on the ground covering, and she's going to write about like how she participated in some of the competition.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah, but go on, Kirby.
So then you compete in all of these challenges throughout the couple of days that you're there, and you have to be quick on your feet, but you still have to be creative. Like when I went, TikTok wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing.
I'm laughing because Kirby went and pretended to be someone else.
Can we just clarify? I didn't do this on my own accord. They asked me to come and be undercover for all of these. So a lot of the people that do this are like new influencers. They're not like the OGs that like I have relationships with. So like I was there with like Nicole Concilio and Patrick Starr, and like they knew it was me, but like nobody else knew who I was. I was wearing like a brown wig at the time. It was so hot and I was wearing this wig. I was sweating profusely. And at the end, the big reveal was like, I got up from dinner in the middle of this, you know, Jared presentation. Jared was doing a presentation during dinner, and I get up and I like stumble, like go up to the stage, and I'm like, there's a fraud here. And like the look on everybody's faces when I was doing this, it still makes me laugh. Everyone was truly like, what the fuck is going on? And I rip my wig off and everyone's like, ah! Like it was just like so dramatic, so benefit. It was hilarious.
They wanted Amanda to do something like that this year. And I was like, we can't touch that. That was like that Kirby. That's like that will go down in history as a Kirby thing. But so this year, though, Amanda is like participating in some of the competition. But all that to say, it's super fun. It's a super, super fun event. And then also to Kirby's point, it's or what we were saying, it's genius because they're not even launching any new products this year. Like it's just.
It's just a content farm. It's a content farm.
They go back to their rooms. They're, you know, creating their content. Obviously, like the amazing benefit staff is there to help them with all the like resources they need in terms of like filming and lighting and all that good stuff. But it's just looked, yeah, it looked like so much fun. So I think, yeah, Kirby, it went from like 20 to 12 to 3.
Yes.
And then to one.
Yes.
And Abby won and like could not be more well deserved.
Totally. I'm so proud of her. So on that note, there was some drama.
Oh my God, what is the drama this year? Did someone disguise himself? A fraudulence?
Well, according to some people in the comments, it was fraudulent. But I was looking at all of the benefit posts of what was going on. And I noticed that benefit had to like make a comment. And they said something to the effect of, hey, Ben and Babes, we just want you to know that, like, we take this, you know, very seriously. Like, the voting process is very fair. Like, this is how it, you know, whatever. Basically, they had to make a statement because people were accusing them of fraud, saying that they were picking people that didn't actually have the votes. Okay. And I'm like, is it really that deep? Like, what's going on here? Well, one of the contestants that went into it, and I asked somebody on the ground there. If anybody from Brow Search is wondering how I heard this, I had many sources on the ground at Benefit Brow Search, okay? So I ask and I say, what the hell is going on here? Like, why did y'all feel the need to say this? And one of the contestants' family members, when they were not chosen for the top 12, just started going off in the comments saying that this was rigged.
Oh my God.
So I'm immediately like horrified.
We need to add this winner wins $50,000.
Oh yeah. So there's like so high that's stakes. Like,
yeah. It's like high stakes. It's not just like for the, you know, fame and glory of it all. It's money. So that's why this family member is freaking out in the comments.
Yes. So the family member is like losing their mind. And I'm kind of like, I'm embarrassed for this contestant who's like family member is doing this. I'd be horrified. I would be like
horrified.
Please don't do this. But this person like didn't seem to care. Like, so I end up figuring out what contestant this was. And I go to their page. Beautiful work. No doubt about it. They do beautiful makeup. Mostly photos. Okay. A lot of the challenges that were done were video. They were TikToks. They were reels. And the family member was saying stuff like, you know, y'all selected somebody to go to the top 12 that didn't even post a challenge or something. And Benefit's like, okay, first of all, no. Like they didn't say this, but like in the back of my head, I'm like, first of all, there's no way that would happen. There's no way that would happen. A and B, what Benefit said was like, they could post on any platform. It didn't have to be Instagram.
Also, it is just a privilege and an honor to be invited to be part of the competition at all.
This person is very much like, it is not even a micro influencer. They're a nano influencer. Like, you can go to their page. If like, y'all, like, this is not me like uncovering anything that like you guys couldn't find if you just scrolled through Benefit's comment section. Okay.
Yeah. Kirby, what is nano and what is micro?
Micro is 50,000 or less, or maybe I think it's a less than 100,000. And then I think nano is like 25 or less.
Yeah. Like more niche engagement.
Yeah, but their engagement is like more local too, like, but it's like very beneficial, right? So this person is like obviously very talented, but if you go look at this person's video submission for one of the challenges they did on the ground at Brow Search, it is not as great compared to like what was being turned in, okay? In terms of creativity and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and you're not saying, Benefit is not saying that this person is not great or qualified or talented. It's just a competition, you guys. Like, someone has to win, someone has to lose.
I saw this family member bringing up that my brother was like in seventh place, you know, going into the competition, and somehow they don't even make top 12. And I'm like, yeah, that's how competition works. Like, if what you're contributing does not reach the standards needed for the competition, like, yes, you were in seventh place, I guess. And I asked, I was like, how were they in seventh place? Like, how do they know? And I guess like they rank them before they like get there or something.
Oh, by the way, everyone, Jared Bailey, friend to the pod, the global brow director.
Expert.
King of brows.
Yes. He was there. He was like basically wrangling like all of these like Brow Search contestants. And by the way, I did not hear all of this from Jared, FYI. But anyways, so long story short, like, this family member is like going off on Benefit. And then I go to the person's page and they've like posted a whole long thing about how like, guys, you know, I didn't make it to the next round and like all this stuff. And I'm just like, for me personally, I'm thinking about my time there and just how gracious literally every single contestant was to even be there, because Benefit spends so much money on this. Like, this,
oh my God, I
like,
can't even.
Even for you to not get $50,000, like the amount of money that they're spending on one individual person to make it, like, they're flying them in, they're putting them up, they're giving them like so much Benefit product. They are like all of the dinners, all of the food,
all of the customized monogrammed jackets and boots and like cardboard cutouts of a cowgirl. Like, Amanda was giving us the tour of the room, which like was a small house.
Yeah, no. And they want people to feel like they are that bitch, you know?
Yeah.
They want it to be a very special moment that like encourages them and inspires them. And not to mention, Manny MUA was one of the judges, and he gave everybody a bunch of Lunar Beauty, his brand's products to have.
And exposure. All of this, everyone just needs to like check themselves.
So I was a little sad for this person because I was like, I feel like this person is going to look back in a few years and be like, I should not have made this a thing, especially because nobody else did. Yes, it sucks you didn't make it to the top 12, but guess what? So did like however many other people were there, like didn't make it to the top 12 either.
Totally.
And they were just like happy to be there. Yeah, it's a bummer when you don't make it. Trust me, I saw people cry. Like, it's upsetting. Because it's a competition. It's a competition. Anyways.
Well, congrats to Benefit on another successful Brow Search. And congrats to Abby, because you did the damn thing.
Congrats to everybody that made it. Like, that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing. So everyone should be proud and happy. And now you have all your swag and you can just, you know, keep it moving.
Yes.
Keep it moving.
Yes.
Guess what time it is? Time for
What's on Your Face? It's May, you guys.
It's gonna be May. Yeah, it's May. It's May. We hope that you did not buy any new products in the month of April. If you feel so compelled to keep things going, by all means, do it. We are on your side.
Shop your shelf. Continue.
But if you're like, you know what? I'm thinking I want to try something new. We have some recommendations. I've been keeping a little list of things I've just been loving and using, and I can't wait to talk about them. So my what's on my face, and literally if I'm doing my makeup now, this is on my face. I can't get enough of it. It's Westman Atelier. Before the Oscars, they had a gifting suite with 111 Skin. And I love 111 Skin. I think they make the absolute best biocellulose face masks.
I was going to say, the face masks are chef's kiss.
Eye patches, great too.
Yeah, all of their skincare products, the cleanser, that I keep it in my shower. It's like the charcoal cleanser. And then if you can find a, like a spa near you that works with 111, they're amazing.
They're incredible. So the agency that represents 111 also represents Westman Atelier. If you're not familiar with Gucci Westman, look her up. She's an icon status in the makeup artistry industry.
I feel like the beautiful, I hate saying no makeup makeup, but it's like a very natural, like dewy skinned. You just like want to look gorgeous. Like that's her vibe.
Totally. Her and a lot of people think of Gucci when they think of like runway makeup. So to Sarah's point, it is her like no makeup makeup look. Like if you were a reporter at any given point between, I feel like the late 90s and like recently, if someone was like, it's, you know, it's just fresh, beautiful makeup. It's just like, you know, like no harsh lines. You're just like, okay, yeah, it's Gucci Westman. It's Gucci Westman makeup. So what should you pick up from Westman Atelier? I have tried almost everything and I'm going to give you some recs and what I think you should and shouldn't pick up. What's worth it? Baby cheeks, blush stick. Absolute necessary. Like you need this. Okay. I have Petal. It is a dusty nude rose. The color payoff is just, it's so good. Like you only need the tiniest bit. I put literally a dab on. It's a stick. So there's like a circular dab. It blends out so beautifully and it comes in so many different shades. So if you want like a more like reddish, like berry color, or you want a more peach, there's just so many options. And I'm freaking obsessed with it. And of course, like Gucci does promote this as clean. So I guess to everybody listening that does love clean, who's always listening to this podcast, like, God, I hate these girls. They hate clean. This is a good, clean makeup line, in my opinion.
Clean luxury.
Yes.
Makes for great gifts.
Yes, it does make for a great gift because the components are also very heavy. They're magnetized too. So you'll never lose the lid. Like, see?
Yeah.
It's great.
If you're still shopping for Mother's Day.
Yes. Yes. Also, I love the contour sticks. So Face Trace Contour Stick. Love the names of these products, by the way. And I just wanted to talk about this one, Biscuit, because I truly think that this is the best shade for contour in a cream makeup product that I have ever tried.
Like it's not too warm.
It's not warm. It's not glittery. There's no shimmer. It doesn't look like a bronzer. It truly does look like a contour stick. She has, again, a variety of different shades available. But this one, Biscuit, for my fair skin, I use it to contour my nose and the tops of my cheeks and under my jawline.
That means it's going to work for me, too, because we're the same shade.
This may actually be too muted for you. This may be too muted. You might have to go a step up. I do have all of the bronzer shades or contour stick shades, and I actually use another one of them as like a bronzer. My bronzer may be your contour.
Okay, great. I need to get the samples. I need it.
You need to call this in because I am super obsessed. And by the way, Face Trace and Baby Cheeks are both $48. This is luxury beauty pricing or prestige, I guess, if you want to call it that. And then lastly, I want to talk about the lip product that I'm freaking obsessed with it. I love the packaging. I love the way it feels on my lips. It just feels so damn good. So this is the Squeaky Clean Liquid Lip Balm. So you open it and it kind of looks like a gloss, but you put it on and it just envelopes and hugs your lips like a balm. On the website, it says gloss meets balm treatment that hydrates and protects. There's a translucent shade, but then there's a bunch of tinted sheens that you can get. I have all of them. I think the one I probably use the most is this one, which is Nunu, N-O-U-N-O-U. But they also have this really gorgeous like fuchsia color that I've been wearing a lot. And Sarah, you'll have to help me with this. It's Ma Pucce. Is it P-U-C-E? Pooch? Ma Pooch?
P-U-C-E? Pucce?
Pucce? Oh, Pucce. Pucce.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mapuche. Sorry, Gucci Westman. I should know this. Mapuche. It's like this beautiful magenta color. Guys, go to the website. Squeaky Clean Lip Balm, $38. So yes, this is definitely an investment brand, but I truly love all of the products I mentioned. I will say this, I'm not a big fan of the foundation stick. Foundation stick is called Vital Skin. It's $68. They have a variety of shades, like a lot of shades. Unfortunately for me, I think that the coconut oil, the vegetable derived squalane, the camellia seed oil, all of these oils in this product make it way too emollient and creamy. It never lasts on my skin. Like, I'll put it on and it looks good. It just disappears after an hour. So for me personally, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth a $70. And I've talked to a lot of people who have asked me, like, oh, what are you wearing on your lips? I'm like, Gucci Westman. They're like, sad about the foundation not being great.
You know, I think generally speaking, for me personally, foundation sticks are never it for me. They just don't really work for me.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I need it to be creamier.
You may like it then. Honestly, you may like it. For me, my skin ate it, but because this is so creamy, I just felt like I was constantly reapplying it.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give it a try.
So that's Westman Atelier. Sarah, what's on your face?
Okay, I just have one, or I guess two. I'll mention two. Okay, both lip products. So you guys know that I love Merit. I could describe my makeup aesthetic. I will say I'm a Merit girl. Well, I'm a Sunny's Face and I'm a Merit girl. They came out with their signature lip lightweight lipstick. And have you tried it yet, Kirby? It's in this gorgeous. Yes.
This?
Yes. Like, the packaging is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's like a gold bullet. And then the, like, what would you call that color? It's like almost like a brown rose.
It's like a bronze, like a rose gold almost.
Okay. It's so pretty. The lipstick is so comfortable to wear. It's hydrating. It's super buildable. It's got this like soft satin finish. But for me, beyond that, it's the shades. So they make the most gorgeous 90s brown lip colors. So they have one that's literally called Shade 1990.
Oh.
And it's like the perfect brown for me personally.
When you say brown, is it like a nude brown or is it like a straight up 90s, like deep?
This one is like a deep brown.
Wow. Okay.
Then they have a neutral. It's called neutral. And that one is more of a nude. And okay. That one's also really good. They have a like red brown shade tiger. That one's if you want to be a little bit more dramatic. But like all in that family of browns, because if you're like feeling that nostalgia vibe, which I very much am. And, you know, like, I just, like, sometimes I need a break from my tried and true, like, rosewood colored lipsticks. Because totally. I literally have, you know, when you, like, look in your purse and you have, like, all your lipsticks? I have, like, a rosewood from Dior. I think Chanel has a lipstick called Rosewood. Like, if it's called Rosewood, it's, like, I'm gonna like it. Like, it's my favorite. But, you know, sometimes I want to be a little bit more brown than pink. And so, hands down, these brown shades from Merit are like so, so good. And you just put it on, Kirby. Doesn't it feel really comfy?
It does, but I have a hard time feeling it because of my lip flip. I can't really like rub my lips together. But I have Baby. Baby is, it's more of like a fair neutral.
Like a pinky uh-huh. nude.
It has a little bit of a pink to it, but it is such a beautiful color. And I do agree. Like, the component's gorgeous and it looks natural. Like, you want to bump up your lip color. It just does that in the nicest way possible.
Yes. So it's $26. I would recommend getting all the shades because it's just
stock up.
If you're like me and feel indifferent about not wearing masks everywhere, but I am happy that I can wear my lipsticks again, this is my go-to.
Oh my God. I've been loving wearing lipstick. There's a lip product. I cannot wait to talk about this. I can't wait.
Okay. And then one more quickly is for the bougie bitches. It's the new Hermes lip oil.
Don't talk to me about Hermes. Don't. They don't put me on their PR. I can't justify buying it. I'm sorry. I can't. Tell me how much this bitch costs.
Okay. So I also was not on the list for a while and I found my way in and I was delighted when I opened up the package.
You found a seat at the Hermes table?
Yes. I guess. I love the name. It's called Hermesistable.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the product?
Yeah.
Okay. So the front of it, the way that it's, I saw this on social. I was like, what are we saying here?
It's a little confusing.
It looks like one of those eye readers where you're at the optometrist, like trying to read the fucking thing across the room.
You're like, can you read the last line? No, totally. But I have to say, like, Hermes makes some of the most beautiful lip packaging. Like, their lipstick, oh my gosh. And it's refillable. It's so good. So this is their Hermesistable Infused Care Oil. It's $55. That's expensive for a lip oil.
I mean, think Mother's Day gift. Like, this is like where y'all start stockpiling a notes app.
Yes, because it's going to come in the iconic orange bag. Who doesn't want to, you know, open that on Mother's Day? Like, saving that. It's just a really, if you are into That's lip beautiful. Oils, if yeah. you are into like a glossy lip, but you don't want the stickiness, this is
it's
it.
And
it smells like rose.
What shade is that?
This one is Rose Cola, which is, again, Ooh. See, rose, any rose.
Rose Cola. Wood,
Rose Cola.
Oh, I freaking love that.
Yeah, it's made from, if this is your interest, 97% natural ingredients. It was made to awaken the senses with a synesthesia of colors and scents. It smells really, really good. And okay. they had like their Hermes perfumer, like create 6 unique scents for this collection. It's gorge. I love her. I'm sorry. She's expensive.
She is gorgeous. And I await the day somebody buys me a $50 to $5 lip oil. Okay. That was what's on your face. We've got some news, fam. Sarah, do you want to make this announcement?
Okay. For all of you who have been DMing me over the years, yelling at me for posting Sunny's face because you can't get it in the States, I have some good news. They are coming. They are coming stateside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I finally got my hands on this stuff, y'all. Because I'm like, it can't be that great, okay? Like, I know Sarah's obsessed with it, but like, what? How is this any different than any other like fluff mat, which they kind of, they coined that term. Like mm-hmm. so many brands now made products that are like, oh, it's like a fluffy matte lipstick or whatever. You're like, yeah, you got that from Sunny's face. But I got 3 shades, y'all. And I'm obsessed. One's in my purse. The one I'm about to put on is called Nudist. It really is that bitch.
It's really a good lip.
It's so good. It feels amazing.
The colors are on point.
And I normally would literally never, like mattes are just not my thing, you know?
But it's a comfy matte.
It's a comfy matte. It feels amazing. And I'm thrilled. And I feel like people are going to, like, I'm going to do a TikTok on this because I think the people need to know it's coming. So where is it available?
I need you to try the lip dip, though, because that's my favorite.
Oh, okay. I don't have the lip dip. I only have the fluff matte.
Yeah. The lip dip is their whipped matte lip cream, and that one's my absolute favorite, which you will also love. Okay, so it will be available starting May 16th. I think it will just be available on Sunny's Face's website. I don't know that they have partnered with a retailer. If we find out they are, we will let you know. And we'll have a special guest on soon who can actually share the news themselves. But I'm just so excited because there is a retailer that sources products, beauty products from the Philippines, from Korea, some other, you know, Asian countries. And they have been making so much money selling Sunny's Face in the States, like marking up the prices, because I don't know how much the products are going to be statewide. But in the Philippines, you could get this lipstick for like $6. It's really inexpensive. And this retailer that I'm not going to name has been marking up the price to like $20, $25.
Who?
It's a website called PNY Beauty. Which, you know, honestly, it's not their fault because there is a demand and people in the States want to buy it and they can't get it otherwise. So congrats to them for the last couple of years of making so much money off Sunny's Face. I don't know if there is an agreement. I don't think there is, though. I don't think that there is like a contractual agreement for being like a retailer, obviously, which is why Sunny's Face has been trying so hard to get into the States. But this is really, really exciting news. And yeah, like I said, we're going to have someone on soon who can share more about it with y'all.
I saw this on Twitter. I don't know what it means. I'm curious if you have any more information. Gaga tweeted this on Thursday. She said, If you love At House Labs makeup as much as I do, you better stock up on your favorite products while you can. And then she did a winky face, a clock, and heart emojis, and then two tongue sticking out face emojis and eyeballs. And then House Labs responded with eyeballs, a green heart, and an hourglass. So what do we think this means? Are they like going to repackage? Are they going to like get rid of some of their...
Scrap the entire collection?
Yeah. Like, what does this mean?
Redo?
Is this a brand overhaul? I honestly feel like that could be a good thing.
Sounds like it. But that's weird. That's weird.
I don't think House Labs normally posts like green hearts.
Yeah. No, that and green you would think is like about sustainability, correct?
Yeah. So maybe something about sustainability, maybe something about going green. Maybe that is a reference to clean. I don't know. But oh, but look, hold on. April 18th, last shade alert. Treat your cheeks to Tutti gel powder all over rouge and spritz. It says get this Italian glam staple before it's gone. Did we miss something?
So is it just like a specific drop?
I'm wondering if they're getting rid of a lot of products and are like reformulating. I don't know.
We're going to have to get Sarah Tano on the line, slide into her DMs.
Yep. So y'all, we're not going to get into Johnny Depp, Amber Heard discourse. Like we are not like, do not ask me for my opinion on this. Okay. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not doing it.
I know your opinion.
You know my opinion, but I'm not getting into it because
it's too much. It's too much. There's too much.
There's way too much.
It's too much.
But when your mother asks you about the makeup involved in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation case, you know, we got to figure this out. So there was a TikTok. Okay, Sarah, people are literally going to the courthouse, like trying to deliver this information to Johnny Depp's attorney. Okay, like that's how far this has gone.
The fans, the Johnny Depp fans, there are many.
We're taking it too far. So according to Beauty Packaging, I'm going to read this because I feel like this is probably the most comprehensive slash easy to understand version of events. Why Milani Cosmetics is tangled up in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case. Milani Cosmetics makeup palette was brought into the courtroom as evidence. Essentially, what happened was one of Amber Heard's attorneys said in an opening statement that this is what she used, meaning it was the makeup that Heard used throughout the relationship to cover her bruises. To Beauty Packaging's point, they say, or perhaps the lawyers meant it was the type of makeup. Okay. The name of the makeup palette was never mentioned, but the packaging reveals that it was Milani Cosmetics. Okay. Apparently, the product that they showcased, saying someone mentioned that, like, they were like, she kept this in her purse or whatever. And this is where the confusion is. It's like, do they mean this exact product? Or do they mean just like the type of product?
Mm-hmm.
So Milani's like, okay, here's the deal. The color, it was a color correcting kit. That particular product showcased in court did not launch until 2017. But the alleged abuse was between 2014 and 2016. They got divorced in 2016. And then the makeup palette released in 2017. Days Beauty reports that Heard's friend said the lawyer was only showing an example of makeup that covers bruises without specifically meaning that it was the one that Heard actually used.
They were like, we would like to be excused from this narrative.
No, actually, Milani is like, no, let's get in on this narrative. We're going to utilize this to the best of our ability. We are going to capitalize on this trial and made a TikTok, which I'm going to show you.
Oh, they made a TikTok?
This is how this went viral.
I meant excused from the narrative of being claimed that they were being used during that time.
Well, they're clearing their name and capitalizing with views because they made this TikTok that literally you have to pause. Literally, they say pause to read. And trust me, when I was watching this on my phone, I had to pause it like 8 different times because I could not get it to pause in the right way. It's like a video of the attorney holding the Milani color correcting palette. And it's like, Milani color correcting and concealer palette. Take note, alleged abuse was 2014 to 2016. Got divorced 2016. Makeup palette release date, December 2017. It has 1.1 million hearts. This has 5.3 million views.
Nuts.
Milani, take the stand right now. not y'all calling her out like that. This is one of the many reasons y'all are one of my favorite brands. Someone get this to his lawyers ASAP. This is why you will now have my business. Oh my God, this is like when Elle Woods cracked down on the case because of the perm thing. I'm like, no, this is literally like, you cannot write this shit. The too long didn't listen of it all, y'all, is like, this man probably went to the drugstore and picked up a color correcting palette. He said, Amber Heard, what is it? She says, just go find a color correcting palette. Some attorney's assistant went and picked up a color correcting palette. And he said, this is what she was carrying, meaning probably the product. If that
no
is
one
not
thought
correct,
to do the research of when the product came out, or maybe Amber Heard said, this is what I used. I'm not calling her a liar.
If they're like, hey, what kind of makeup did you keep in your purse to cover your bruises? She's like, a color correcting palette. They're like, great. Do you still have it? No. Okay, we're going to go to the drugstore and pick a color correcting palette and come back and show the example of what this looks like. I mean, at the same time, too, it'd be like, why even show it? Like, I want to see something used. Like, why even bring it up? You know what I mean?
Totally.
Okay, sure, she covered her bruises, but like, we don't need to physically see it. Anyways, that's the Milani of it all. I cannot believe this has become a beauty story now.
One of our very loyal listeners, Kirby, who you met at Zoe's birthday party, and one of my dear, dear friends, Chelsea Norell, she is the assistant United States attorney. She is a bad bitch.
Damn.
We're gonna have her. She's probably going to listen to this. We're going to have her weigh in and be like, how does this happen?
Like, why would you bring this evidence into a courtroom? Like, that's what I want to know. And admittedly, y'all, I have not been watching. First of all, this is being live streamed on TikTok through like ABC News, this court case.
Live stream on TikTok?
Anytime I'm going through on my TikTok, you know, as you do, you scroll, I'll get served. Like, if it's during the day, it's like ABC News or NBC News or some major news outlet will have it there. So you can watch it live in real time on TikTok. It's actually genius. It's actually genius.
No, it's absolute genius. That is, wow.
Because that's all people are talking about on the platform right now at any given time. And there's this one girl, I don't even really know what her, like who she is or what she's doing, but I think she maybe like tipped off people. Maybe she's been talking to people a lot about the case. She's the one that literally went to the courthouse and like was TikToking about like, she's like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to go in and try to find his attorney. And I'm like, girl, you got brass tits. You cannot pay me to try to interrupt a freaking trial.
Wow. Wow.
Wild. Wild. Wow. Wild. So that's the Milani of it all.
When does this end?
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know when it ends. It just keeps going.
Oh my gosh. Wild. Okay. So Kirby and I, on a couple episodes ago, we were talking about the Not So Pretty doc on HBO. And we were going to do a podcast episode talking about it and giving our review, but then also hopefully interviewing some cosmetic scientists to weigh in. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. Kirby and I felt like perhaps we were not the best people to, well, obviously we want to talk about it and start a conversation, but we are not experts in the way that we feel like those people need to be weighing in on this topic.
100%. I personally have a very tough time finishing this series. I've only gotten through like two episodes because there's so much misinformation and facts blatantly left out to drive the narrative that like fills me with rage in ways it's a burden to watch this. Okay.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, I think there's people watching this that like are honestly so ridden with anxiety because they're like, do I need to throw out all of my beauty products that have talc? The short answer is no, you do not. But I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go listen to the Eco Wells podcast. Jen, who is behind the Eco Well, is a cosmetic formulator. And she had Lab Muffin, Michelle Wong. I think she had Esther Olu. She had a few other people, forgive me, who I forgot about. But they basically watched one of the episodes in real time and are, I think they're like on Discord or something, and they're kind of talking through all of the different things. And if you really want to understand a lot about like cosmetics and how permeable the skin is or isn't, and just kind of like put yourself at ease, I would listen to this podcast. They do identify that there like are a few ingredients that are definitely have been proven to be bad for our health, but those ingredients are not like readily available in our cosmetics.
Right.
There's so many facets to this, y'all. And I think the thing that we need to remember is that dosage determines toxicity. Delivery determines toxicity. Our skin is not easily permeable. If that were the case, we would all be dead instantly. There are so many things that could easily float through our skin if that were the case.
Totally.
Jen and the team of cosmetic formulators and cosmetic scientists really do, I think, a good job of because honestly, Sarah, like I watched the first episode about talc and I'm like, well, damn, do we need to be throwing out talc? But yeah. One point that they make that is like unsubstantiated is that talc is not easily separated from asbestos. And that is like absolutely not the case. Mm-hmm. The Johnson & Johnson case is in a league of its own. Okay. Trust me. They fucked up real bad. But at the same time, having talc in your beauty products is not, that doesn't guarantee you're going to get mesothelioma. Okay. So lots of different viewpoints here. I don't want anybody to be scared. I think that's like the bottom line. Nobody should be freaking out and throwing away cosmetics because of this. Go listen to the EcoWell podcast. We're going to link it in the show notes. Literally click the link and go listen to it right now. Stop listening to this. Come back and listen to the rest of this episode later. And then I did talk to Jen and she said she would love to come on the podcast. So we'll have her come on and ask more questions.
Amazing. I was just going to add to like, don't stop there. Like follow her, watch her YouTube channel. She has her own podcast, obviously, where she really is like debunking a boatload of misinformation in regards to beauty. She just does such an incredible job. So yeah, I can't wait to have her on.
Okay, Sarah, guess what?
What?
I made up a new game.
Okay.
And I'm excited. So this is called Studa. Do you have any idea what this could be about?
No clue.
Okay, I made it up last night because I was thinking about how growing up, I loved playing MASH and determining my future.
Yeah.
Was I going to live in a mansion or a shack?
Were you going to end up with JC or who else was on my list? Oh, Andrew Keegan.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Devon Sawa. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ricky Martin for me.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Which said a lot.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Love it. Absolutely love it. So Studa is, do you want to guess? What do you think Studa is if we're playing a MASH-like game?
Skincare?
No. Wrong.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Studa, Sephora, Target, Ulta, direct-to-consumer, Amazon. Okay? So this game, we're going to determine your beauty future for your beauty brand. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay. I'm still... Continue.
No. So there are... one, two, three, four. There are five different categories.
Okay.
And it will determine your beauty future. Brand category... The job title you will have at the brand.
Oh, okay.
The budget of the brand pricing.
Okay.
The longevity of the brand.
Ooh,
and
sad.
The collab that you'll have.
Oh, okay.
So before we get started, I want you to pick two influencers.
Okay. Like any influencers?
Any.
Who do I love? Like makeup?
Literally just any two, the first two influencers that come to mind, you don't have to even love them, just two.
Okay, I'm looking on my Instagram, so I'm gonna see who pops up first. Oh, well, she's like Z-Way.
Okay, Z-Way?
Z-Way's the first one.
Okay.
And then my friend, Katie Lee, she's a plus size model influencer.
Okay, all right, pick an icon.
Icon. Rihanna.
Okay. Oh, actually. No.
It has to be a non-beauty?
No, okay. It's okay. No,
Okay.
Pick a TV show.
TV show. What am I watching right now? The Dropout. Or does it have to be like...
This is going to be so good. It's going to be so good. Pick someone annoying.
Is that a trick question?
No. Just anybody that annoys you. Or annoys the world in general. That's up to you.
Who annoys me, Kirby?
This is a tricky question.
Like, who annoys me?
Is there anybody that you see headlines about? They're like, God, like, can this person just, like, not? Like, who annoys you?
Oh, gosh. This is going to be...
I'm putting Elon Musk, okay? Elon Musk.
Okay.
That man's annoying. Okay. Pick a Kardashian. Or anyone in that extended universe.
Okay. I'll pick Chris.
All right. And let me grab my trusty notepad. And
I can't believe you made this.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh, damn. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wow. 11. 11. Okay. You know what I did, y'all? I did the spiral thing where you count the number of...
Yep. Kay. Yep.
So your number was 11. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and just... This is... There's no method to the madness, but choose yes or no.
No.
Okay. You chose not clean beauty.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stacey, Roxy, you may have to condense this part. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So what I'm doing right now is going through removing different parts. Totally get it, narrow it down. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, actually, let me share this with you so you can see it.
It's easier when you have it written in your notebook with your little pen.
I was doing this on a notes app last night. It was still hard.
This is impossible.
No Ulta. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, no Rihanna. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, direct to consumer or Amazon. 1, 2.
Oh.
Okay, you're not a legacy brand and you're not being sold to a conglomerate. So I'm scared for you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Scared for me too.
5.
I'm trying to
6, 7, 8, 9.
Make a quick 10. Buck on Amazon.
Okay, you're the social media manager. Okay. And you're a direct to consumer brand.
Okay, okay. I can get behind that.
10, 11. Okay, you did not fold because you were canceled, but you were the brand is dissolved due to selling. Wow, okay.
Meaning like we didn't sell enough?
9, 10. Okay, you are a mass device.
Wow. Wow. Like a Clarisonic? Okay.
That's, mass means like price point.
But like a cheap Clarisonic?
All right, Sarah, you... are the social media manager.
Oh my gosh.
For a tools device brand that's sold direct to consumer. And it's a mass price point for tools devices. So I'm very interested to know what that tool device is. The biggest collab y'all had was with Elon Musk. It kind of makes sense.
So you're literally saying that I'm working at Tesla and I made a beauty device.
Correct. You made a beauty device at Tesla, essentially. But unfortunately, the brand was dissolved because it was sold to a bigger company. And then that company didn't do anything with the brand. So after a couple of years, it got dissolved because they couldn't figure it out.
This feels right.
It does feel right.
It feels like sad, but this feels right.
Do you want to hear what mine was last night?
Yes. Yes.
So... mine, I was the CEO of a mass fragrance brand sold on Amazon.
Mm.
My biggest collab was with Benny Drama.
This sounds fun.
And unfortunately, the brand folded due to the fact that I was canceled.
What were you canceled for?
I was canceled.
This is like your worst nightmare dream.
I was canceled, and that's what happened. So we want y'all to play Studa along with us. We're going to make a template for our Instagram so you can share.
Oh, my God. This is so fun. I want to play again now that I know what this is all about. Any beauty collab with Elon Musk is going to tank you. So
yeah,
should have known. Should have known. Yeah.
Should have known.
But you got to pick someone who's annoying. I get it. All right. That was fun. Thank you, Kirby.
You're welcome. Brought me joy to make
you that. You better trademark that.
Studa. Studa. Maybe we'll make little notepads with Studa on it.
Yeah.
And oh people my can gosh. Buy them. Love it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms. Gloss Angeles was created by us, Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It's part of the Acast Network and licensed by Vice Media Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.